Okay, Gary, I think you've probably run into a very good team in quite a patch of form as well today.
Yeah, I think I said to Steve at the end of the game, I said, you know, particularly first half, I think they were by far the best team we've played so far. I thought it was the best first half performance we've come up against. Very strong, very aggressive. And I think for a championship team, you know, got a really, really good mix in there of quality and size and power. And as we know, that's so important in this division. But I still feel, you know, just a couple of moments in the game that have cost us really and cost us a real chance. I think Jack McGowan had a chance early on and the keeper's made a fantastic save. Maybe if that goes in, it gives us a little bit of a leg up and a bit more belief. And I felt as though we just didn't play quite with enough composure. I think for the goals, again, you can argue slightly controversial. I think Thomas Kujat was clearly fouled in a build-up to the first goal, although, you know, it was sort of 30 seconds after that they scored, but again would have alleviated it. And then the second goal, I think the ball struck Dawson in their box with his arm is a foot from his body. So again, interpret whether that's an unnatural position or what. I haven't got a clue these days what the rules are. And again, they end up scoring from the breakaway, where perhaps we were a bit naive and maybe should have made a foul in the middle of a pitch rather than allow Robertson to run the whole length of the pitch. So to go in at 2-0 down, I don't think we could have any complaints, but I think we were slightly disappointed with our own performance and things we'd done. I felt second half, you know, I asked for a response. I asked them to go and see if we can get back in the game in a balanced way. And I thought second half we were really good. We passed the ball very well. We got in some terrific positions. All game we got in some pretty good positions, but just didn't quite have the belief in the final third or the cutting edge in the final third to go and score the goal that might just have changed the game. But as it was, I've got no complaints at all. A little bit disappointed with one or two things. A little bit disappointed with one or two decisions. I think Dawson's forearm smashed Thomas late on and cut his lip and got a yellow card for it, which was a bit naughty. But again, listen, that you know, Hull are a good side or a strong side, and I wouldn't complain too much if they were on my side.
You also got a good reaction from your team starting the second half, didn't you? Because two goals in such short order tend to flatten you.
Yeah, they do. And you know, I made a bit of a gamble with the team today. I could have gone so many different ways. We could have kept the same side as Bolton, or could have put Dave Davis back in and gone with a little bit more energy. But as it was, I just felt the size and power of Hull. I needed a bit more size in my own team, so we played Specs in front. And just maybe for 10-15 minutes, it just caught us on the hop in terms of getting close enough to people in the middle of the park. Normally we're very good at blocking up that position. We didn't do that well enough today. But you know, listen, we've won four games on the spin. We've come here, we've not disgraced ourselves. We know we need to play better than that. But we've still had opportunities to potentially get back in the game against the side, which I'll say again, you know, I think are probably the best side I've seen so far in this division. And that's not taking anything away from the other teams.